Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on what I refer to as the Joe Messina Show. Or I should say, what I refer to as another session of Sanity. Really, seriously, always. You know, just get involved and get engaged. Right? Get involved, get engaged, understand what's going on. Pay attention to what's happening. And you'll have, you know what? You'll have a chance. You'll have a fighting chance. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Los Angeles County may be looking towards, thinking towards, heading towards, pretty much all masks all the time. Right? I mean, seriously. And they claim, the non-doctor doctor, Dr. Farrar, head of the L.A. County Board of Health, she claims that the numbers are up, but they're not. She's lying. There's no other way to put it. She's lying. And I say that because she knows what the real numbers are. She knows that people testing positive for COVID, they're not going in there because they have COVID symptoms. They're not going in there because they have COVID. They're going in there because they've got a busted leg, a busted jaw. Right? Stuff along those lines. And, you know, they're being checked for, I guess, all hospitals now check up for COVID. I don't know. I don't follow that stuff. Because I'm not sure you're going to get the real information anyhow, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you're hearing it all over the place. Everybody's trying to figure out whether Trump's going to run again or not. Can I ask you a question? Do you guys really believe he's not going to? Right? I mean, seriously. I you know what? I think if he doesn't, I don't know what would keep him from running. Anybody got an idea? What do you think would keep him from running? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the hypocrisy in the Dem Party, it just keeps shining. It's cool. I say that because, you know, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot, she's refusing to pay her speeding ticket. Well, red light tickets are piling up. Multiple police-driven vehicles used to transport Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. They've reportedly racked up multiple traffic tickets and have gone unpaid despite the mayor's advocacy for stricter speed cameras. So she wants everybody else not to speed but her. That's the norm for them. Everybody else should do this but us. Everyone else should wear the mask but us. Everybody else should be able to not be able to go to a restaurant but us. Two of the SUVs used in the shuttle Lightfoot throughout Chicago have accumulated 3 speed camera tickets, 2 warnings in the past month, and the tickets so far have gone unpaid. Now, you're going to say, well, you know what, she's the mayor, and no. Remember, no one's above the law, right? If they're speeding to get her to a party, that's wrong. But there's no emergency. Additionally, CWB Chicago, they reported that one of the SUVs in the mayor's fleet has a red light ticket that has not been paid, and 2 SUVs that were previously assigned. I mean, this is minor stuff, but it's right, come on, it's right in line with nobody is above the law. Nobody. Now, one of the SUVs is eligible to be booted and impounded over the lack of payment. Isn't that funny? So a city agency is going to impound another city agency's vehicle for not paying their bills. I like it. I think it's hilarious. Two of the speed violations committed by Lightfoot SUVs reportedly occurred in school zones. And the school and the citations stated that kids were present. Why wasn't she telling them to slow down? Why wasn't she saying anything? The ticket office, Lightfoot supported the push to lower the buffer zone threshold that speed cameras are allowed before issuing a citation from 10 miles an hour to 6 miles an hour. She said it would make the road safer. I mean, really? No one likes speed cameras. I get it. Lightfoot was quoted last month. But this is a life or death that we're talking about here. We've got to stop people from driving so quickly, running red lights, and so on. I'm sorry. I missed something here. Did you? Lightfoot also pointed out the potential danger to kids despite being ticketed for speeding through the school zone. And yet her staff does it. Her detail does it. Her car did it. That's okay, though. It's okay. She's the mayor. It's good. It's unconscionable that any city council member would consider voting to allow for increased speeds near spaces utilized by our children. So in other words, you should be slowing down when you're out by the children. Well, except for her. So we'll see you all if you listen to the Joe Mazzini Show. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves,
Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back.
Well, I'm back. And who are you?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I was just making fun of Lori Lightfoot. We'll get Brad Dacus on here in a minute. I've been trying to get him on. Having a few technical issues. I don't know if they're on his end, our end, or what, but they're working on it. Anyway. We're talking about Lori Lightfoot. And again, and it's not just her. It's a hypocrisy of the left and how they work this. Here she is grieving about people speeding and speeding around school areas, not paying their, paying their fair share. I mean, come on, think about it. Not paying their fair share, you know, of what, fines? When you do something wrong, you need to pay for it. When you go to court, you need to pay for it. Somebody needs to pay the bill. I shouldn't have to pay the bill because you're not doing the right thing. And here's Lori Lightfoot. A picture, perfect picture of a human being, right? And she decided that even though her vehicle's running her around taking care of her, they can speed, they can run red lights, they can speed in kids' areas, and that's okay. At least that's what I'm being told, right? 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Her department, her people, owe all kinds of money. I mean, for these tickets, for these infractions, or whatever you want to call them, I don't really care. So they owe all kinds of money. And she's not willing to do anything about it. I love it. I shouldn't say I love it. I don't mean I love it. You know what I mean. Right? RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And, you know, when they do this kind of thing, when they get like this, I don't even know what to do anymore. The Chicago Tribune reported the city dismissed the majority of tickets that were, this is in 2020, that were issued to Lightfoot security team, which included tickets given at times the mayor was attending non-city related events. Why does she get to do that? No, you have to ask, right? Why is she allowed to do that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And why are we getting stuck with that bill? Because ultimately, you know, the court costs and everything else to go down during these things. Right? They're not picked up by her. Just look at her salary. It's paid for from taxpayer dollars. Her security team, taxpayer dollars, right? We go through this whole thing over and over and over again. The Illinois Police Policy Institute, a liberal think tank. I like how they do that. No, really, a liberal think tank. Found that Chicago has issued 3.8 million. Yeah, go ahead, let that sink in. Want to come back to that? 3.8 million speeding tickets. Doesn't require brain surgery here, does it, people? 3.8 million speeding tickets generating almost $80 million in revenue. You know, think of how far that could go into the pockets of the police. Oh, no, wait a minute, I can't say that, can I? Yeah, the police department, we don't want to fund them, right? We want to defund them. Isn't that what they're talking about? What's really funny is when they saw that start to go sour fast, look how fast they jumped off that bandwagon. They let that thing sink on its own. They were not interested in any of that. I'm not trying to be mean or nasty or anything else. I find it all extremely amusing. And it shows you truly how disingenuous they actually are. Anyway, the Chicago City Council struck down the measure to repeal the lowered speed camera threshold. And I don't blame them. I don't know any other way to put it. I just don't blame them. Oh, this is a good one, too. Top Senate Democratic candidates refuse to say whether men can get pregnant. Or define the word woman, for that matter. These guys are great. But, you know, they got to be tripping all over themselves, right? So several Democrats who are seeking election or re-election in states around the country, they refuse to provide a definition for the word woman or offer their thoughts on whether men can have babies. I just, again, I find it amazing. So when you when you hear these people doing this stuff, you have to stop and ask yourself questions. If they won't define a woman or a man, or just even, how about this, even just simply regurgitate science, then why do you want them? News source reached out to multiple Democrat candidates about the topics and received no responses from the campaigns of Senator Ralph Warnock out of Georgia, Catherine Cortez Masto out of Nevada, Mark Kelly out of Arizona, Maggie Hassan out of New Hampshire, all of them Democrats. Senate nominees John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Tim Ryan of Ohio, and Sherry Beasley of North Carolina, they refused to respond as well. Now, ahead of the midterm elections and amid the debate on whether abortion should be protected federally, several individuals, including members of the media, started defending the contentious notion that men have the ability to get pregnant and have abortions. In case you think it's your wine glass talking, they actually believe that men, right, can get pregnant, and men could get abortions. I'm lost for words. Totally and utterly lost for words. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I just find it all amazing. Totally amazing. I get lost so easily. In May, the executive director for pro-choice nonprofit Avow Texas was asked by Representative Dan Bishop, a Republican, to define what a woman is. This was during her testimony on abortion as a Democrat witness before the House Judiciary. She couldn't. Hey, I'm just saying it. Jumping to your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
former President Trump is back in the nation's capital for the first time since leaving office.
Well, I want to thank everybody, and it's wonderful to see so many friends and very, very familiar faces. It's a great honor to be with you.
He's speaking at the America First Policy Institute Summit. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence addressed another group in Washington, D.C. earlier on Tuesday, addressing his relationship with Trump.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $830 million. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
To your host, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of it. You know, we're operating out of, I don't know if some of you know this, out of northern Venezuela. I don't know if you're aware of that. And I say that as a joke, well, for real, but as a joke, because we're having technical issues. And the issues, I keep getting irritated because I'm going, okay, come on, this product works better than that, and this works better. And what ends up happening is I find out it's not the product at all. It's the electricity. There's brownouts going on in and around us. And what you end up finding out, or what you end up learning, I should say, is that the internet providers have an issue getting power. Power department's having problems because of a power electric company, power. They're having problems. Why? Because it's hot. Extremely hot. And people have to, well, you got to charge your car, right? I mean, seriously. What's wrong with you? Don't you know this? Trying to get Brad Dacus on the line. It's really a bit of a chore, anyway. And I always appreciate your time with me and miss his legal input, if you would. Brad's been, you know, again, helped out many people that we have had, call him because of what I heard here on the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, God, can you tell I'm tap dancing? Because I'm really hoping that we can get a hold of him. You know, I'm hoping we can get, because again, he's got so many cases going on. So many things going on that they're fighting, not just in California, across the country. And it's a big deal. Anyway, we'll go back to some of these other stories because there's an arsenal of stuff here that we can deal with. You know, the mere fact that you have Democrats now, they're to the point where they will not discuss whether or not women and men exist, what the difference is between them. Right? And you've got the stuff being taught in schools now where, this always floors me, where they're now telling kids that men can get pregnant. So a little boy with a penis is now believing that he can get pregnant. I believe that everyone can identify for themselves. That was one of the answers given. Right? Bishop then asked Arabide, I guess is the name, whether she believes men can become pregnant and have abortions, to which she simply responded, yes. Now, earlier this month, Senator Hawley, he made headlines after he clashed with a liberal University of California, Berkeley professor, whom he questioned for her repeated use of the term, people with a capacity for pregnancy. Are these people hilarious? I mean, truly, aren't they hilarious? Right? They made headlines after he clashed with a liberal university, California, Berkeley professor. He questioned her for repeated use of the term people with the capacity for pregnancy during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Now, Hawley asked a professor, Kiara Bridges, if she meant to refer to women when she repeatedly used the term, that particular phrase. She said, well, there are also trans men who have the capacity for pregnancy. Adding that cis women and non-binary people do get pregnant from sexual intercourse. Bridges also called Hawley's questioning transphobic and opens up trans people to violence. Isn't that funny? If you say something, you question the belief of a trans person, you may bring violence on them. Did you know that? I wasn't aware of that. But if you question, you know, my God, if you question the things that I believe in, how come I can't claim that you may bring violence on me? Seriously, why can't I use that one? Is that, I'm not entitled to that? I say that on purpose because it's really funny that all this stuff, nothing ever, ever affects somebody on the right. Ever. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. And they don't seem to care about that. It's only about them. Always only about them. And that's the bad part about it. Again, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I really very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being engaged, being involved. Right? This is a big deal. It's a big deal for you to get informed so we can actually have conversations at work. Right? All right, but I'm ranting mostly because I'm listening to people. Last few days I've been working for candidates that are running for school board. And not just them. I'm working for other people who want to get involved. And speaking with them, I find out a lot of times they really, I mean, to be blunt about it, they don't have a clue. They don't really understand any of this. They don't understand how it works. And they're always blown away when they find out that it doesn't really play out the way they thought it did. And that's too bad. I really do feel bad for them. I mean, don't you? Because their whole world gets blown up. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Like I said, yeah, their whole world gets blown up. Just amazing. And I do feel, I mean, I honestly, sincerely feel bad for them. So, back to reality here. Let's see if we can make all this work. Never going to happen, but we'll try anyway. So apparently Democrats do not know the difference between a male and female. They believe that anybody can get pregnant. Anybody, pretty much anybody who declares they can get pregnant. Therefore, they are an abortion should be available to them. Right? I mean, seriously. He went on to say, here's the modern Democrat Party today. It says that you have to say that men can get pregnant, and if you don't say it, then you are a bigot. And if you're responsible for, and you're responsible for the violence. Right? It's the party line. Let's not forget who invited that witness. She was there as a Democrat witness. She didn't see a single Democrat disagree with anything she said. In fact, they're all over social media applauding her for saying, you know, oh, that's exactly right. Now, following Holly's exchange with the Democrat witness, the Washington Post, or their writer, Mariana Alfaro, she lashed out at him. They went after him for pressuring the woman. And for the fact that he refused to acknowledge transgender people. The funny thing about it was, he didn't refuse to acknowledge any transgender people. He didn't say they didn't exist. He didn't say anything along those lines. He said the reality was, transgender or not, if you ain't got a uterus, how do you get pregnant? Ask it for a friend. Right? I mean, can we be honest about it? Or is that now? Those days are gone now, right? No more? You have to ask. As I say, none of it makes any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Come on, people. You're reading this stuff, and you go, okay, this is going to be a one-off. You go looking for the story. You find the story somewhere else, and no, it's the exact same story. That's the exact same issues. And not a one of these candidates will say anything about, okay, look, I know that that's what they believed, but we don't. This is what the main portion of the Democrat Party believes. This is what these people believe. That'd be asking for a lot, wouldn't it? Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We're back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Sorry, guys. But again, with the minor technical difficulties, it's really weird trying to maneuver things. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Not just part of the conversation, but part of the solution. If you do that, or the way you do that, frankly, is really simple. Just getting informed. You know, figure out what's going on and get informed. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know. I've been saying that for a while. You know what? It's really funny because the more I get involved with people, the more I find that the people, they don't pay attention. Right? They don't pay attention. They don't really want to get into it. And they really don't want to fight either. And I don't know what that is. I mean, it's great. I had a conversation with a Christian friend of mine today. Someone I consider to be strong in God's word, strong in his belief system. And the interesting thing about all of it, or the interesting thing with it, however you want to put it, I don't really care, is he understands, and I won't say he agrees with, but he understands that there's a lot that's going on right now with Christians that won't take a stand. Right? It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. Well, Kansas Democrats are back at it again. They want to defund the police. I mean, what is it? Is it going to take one of their kids getting killed? Maybe their wife, mom, dad, whatever? What's it really going to take before they realize, that was good, how bad it actually is out there? Now, Kansas Democrats want to defund police, give money back to abortion clinics. Radical Democrats are pushing to make taxpayer fund abortions and defund police. Right? The first state to vote on a constitutional amendment since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Now, Peter Northcott, Kansas for Life executive director, he told the Todd Starnes show that citizens of the state will have to pay for abortion up to the point of birth if the amendment doesn't pass. Now, we know that the radical left has been assaulting police, but it's very interesting here in Kansas. Not only are they pushing for abortions up to the moment of birth, but they're also pushing for defunding of police, and, you know, mixing those two are very, very, very extreme positions. Northcott encouraged Kansas to vote yes on the value them both. It's an amendment that's supposed to hit on August 2nd. I think that's next week. So think about this. They're actually having to pass an amendment. Actually having to pass a constitutional amendment that says, hey, kids should be protected in the womb. And when I say that, they should be protected in the womb right up to the point that they're being born. Is anybody catching that? Does anybody even care? Right? Anyhow. You know, I've been saying this for a while. And people think I'm nuts when I say it. But that is that we're largely raising, I'll put it this way, a group of morons. And I say that because we're raising a group of kids, a generation of kids, maybe a generation plus, that don't know anything about history, don't really understand that science is what science is. Math is nothing more than races. Come on, think about it. What have they been told? What's been said? What's been being said? Right? So, again, just amazing to me. So, when these kids don't know simple things like, what is Independence Day for? What's Constitution Day? What's the 4th of July? We should stop calling it the 4th of July. We should start calling it, you know, it's America's birthday, right? For all intents and purposes. But we don't dumb everything down. We shorten it up. The kids don't really know what it's about. Why we should be celebrating it to begin with, right? And we've allowed that to, yes, you and me have allowed that to happen. Can we agree to that? Very distasteful now. People don't want to take responsibility for anything. Right? They don't. The blame thing really makes them uncomfortable. Well, how else are you supposed to get a point across? Really? Now, Christian leaders have popped up and they warned the GOP. Well, they don't want them to cave on traditional marriage. There were 80 conservative organizations who were led to the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, calling on him to oppose the Respect for Marriage Act, which would codify same-sex marriage in the law. Now, the bill, which is now, see, this is why I had to tell you guys during Roe versus Wade. For years, there was no law allowing abortion. There was a law against abortion. All there was an opinion from the Supreme Court that same-sex marriage was constitutional. There wasn't a lot to base it on. Now, the bill did pass. This bill did pass with strong Republican support. What I don't like about this is the way they lay it out. Now, Michael Ferris from the Alliance Defending Freedom, CEO and president, asserted that the Democrat-sponsored bill will not only redefine marriage, but also potentially jeopardize religious freedom. I don't buy that. When culture and political institutions fall to respect the institution of marriage and fail to respect the institution of marriage, and then they promote open aggression against those who believe that, that's a problem. I agree with them. But would those fall under, like, you know, hate crime type of laws? They should, shouldn't they? If you get on my case for believing in traditional marriage, you're mean to me or you call me name, I'm just doing what they do. Should I be able to bring you up like on hate crime charges? And why not? The Respect for Marriage Act doesn't simply codify the Obergefell decision. It also empowers the government to punish millions of Americans who hold decent, honorable beliefs about marriage. I mean, this is not brain surgery. In a letter to McConnell, the signatures highlighted the bill, also called H.R. 8404. It allows marriage to be defined in a number of ways. They're inconsistent with the truth of the Bible, anyway, including opening the door for marriages involved minors and relatives, which is not good. Minors and relatives. No, thank you. Now, supporters of the proposed bill argue that it will preserve an individual's right to obtain a same-sex marriage. The letter notes that H.R. 8404 does nothing to change the status or benefits according to same-sex marriage. Now, Bloomberg is reporting the Senate they did vote. So when you look at this as a whole, what the Dems did so well that we don't do at all, and we've had hundreds of years to catch on, we still don't do anything with it. See, they included in this bill the racial marriage, biracial, as they like to refer to it as. And we let them get away with that, too. When are we going to hold our people? When are we going to hold their feet to the fire? Right? I'm asking because they're the ones that lay everything out. They're the ones that decide what goes where. Right? It's constantly amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. This is why I keep saying bills need to be clean. They need to be singular and clean. Right? If you want to deal with same-sex marriage, then a bill should be about same-sex marriage. End of discussion. Right? You want to deal about biracial marriage? Then a bill should be about biracial marriage. End of discussion. That really should be it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's exactly why I keep saying, let's get these bills down to one-pagers. Let's get these bills down to a point where they're simple to understand. I'm not fighting with you. You're not fighting with me about defining every single word, where it was put, why it was put in a sentence that way, and what it really means. Oh, no, no. Don't laugh at me. That's real. That really happens. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. I'll be back in a little bit. Hopefully, Tom Del Picaro can join us after the break.